Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. The other side of every fear is a freedom. This is a clear, simple reminder that fear is egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. Fear is ego. Ego is fear. When we identify with ego, we feel fear. Feeling fear, we're conditioned to identify the problem and look to conditioned mind to figure out a solution. First comes the process of identifying with ego when attention goes to sensations of fear as ego leaps upon the scene, and then comes the process of looking to conditioned mind to noodle our way out of the imaginary problem ego has presented us with. The entire progression is suffering. When we drop the whole thing, what's there is freedom. Today, recognize the freedom that's there when attention turns from ego to this here now. Record and listen. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, let's.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashmi and Sherry, Sri Devi.
Hey, Sri Devi.
Hello.
We've been thinking about you.
I've been thinking about all of you. I just have to say that I love this assignment because what a wonderful quote that, you know, to experience the 48 hours of reentry with an assignment. What was really dropping in for me, one thing I saw while I was there, which was so powerful about fear, was I think, you know, for a long time, the part of the ego that would be like, because what started happening early on was like, oh, my God, I'm so afraid I'm going to lose everything that I've learned here. And I would keep thinking that was me. And I really got that's not me because life's not afraid because awareness is always present. So it's all here. Mm-hmm. It's ego that's afraid, and for a long time I didn't understand that, but why would ego be afraid of me losing it? It would want, and what I got was, it doesn't matter to ego. It just wants me to be in some conversation with it. So sometimes it's easy to know it's ego, right? Because I can understand ego if ego's like, you're going to lose all of it, and because you blah, blah, blah. But the person who's afraid feels so like me, and it was just like, no, that's ego too, and I don't have to be either of them. And the power of then dropping that and then just moving into I don't know and just really loving and I don't know has just been really with me a lot. But even in these last 48 hours of just reengaging with family and with my partner of everything that they've shared, and I just am like, wow, this is a lot of information and this is helpful and I don't know.
So, Sri Devi, is this the kind of thing that happens to a person when they spend a month at the monastery?
Oh, absolutely. It's brilliant. I love it. And I'll tell you, I've been back at my job now for officially 3 hours. And I had joy coming back to my job. I was so happy to see everybody. There was no like, oh, my God, I wonder what happened. I'm so afraid. It was just like that aura of joy is just there because, again, my experience was joy is just always there. So I was just going to be with the joy, whatever has been showing up. And it's just, it's so powerful. Now I'm only 3 hours in, but it feels pretty great.
And I bet all of them who have been there while you've been away would like very much to have your experience, probably if they could have it without needing to go to a monastery for a month. Right?
Just get in touch
with that joy. It's one of those, what? How is she doing that? Yeah, because we're having the same experience of this place. Yeah.
So well, and good. Just real quick, the power of that is that the story of ego, the fear, was going to be you can only have that joy when you're here. And to just see that that's not true. Like, you have only at the monastery. It's so not true, and I am living it right now because the joy is here, just as if I was sitting in the meditation hall right now.
Yes, and what you're saying is true on both levels. We don't have to be in a particular place physically, but we do have to be here. And, of course, that's the magic that we experience being at the monastery. There's nothing else going on, right? Yeah. So eventually we do. We just do. We just drop into completely being here. And then we get to see everything as it is, how it all works. And once that happens to us, now we're in a different pursuit, right? Yeah. Now you know the joy is here, and you know if you're not feeling it, it's because you're not here. And that changes everything, especially because you now know how to get here.
Yeah, yeah, and just that last part about freedom, realizing that the freedom from fear, the ego freedom would be a guarantee of some experience I'm going to have, and that's what the feeling is. So, oh, okay, so I don't feel afraid because I feel safe and secure because I can count on something. And freedom is actually, my experience is more and more every day, is freedom is just not being engaged in any of that, so I can be free to have whatever the experience is, whatever it is, and know that I am adequate to it. So even if it's, wow, this was really hard for my partner and he's struggling with it, I don't have to be afraid of that. I have to go, well, how can I be with him? How can I be with me? And let me have the freedom of the choice, because I'm not I'm not getting, conditioning's not convincing me of da-da-da-da-da. So,
Yeah, because this is my life, right? Yeah. My life isn't supposed to be some other way that ego presents that makes this wrong. This is my life. So how can I be completely here in my life and know the joy that is being completely here in my life, even if something is painful?
Yeah. Yeah. So hello and thank you, and love the quote and love the assignment, and just full of joy and not in any way full of any fear. So deep gratitude and deep gusto.
All right. Gusto on you, Sridevi. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sridevi. You know, Sherry, it's so wonderful to hear that, because this show is called Project Joy. Project Joy. You know, that all through, I mean, we're in the last week of the show and of the whole project. And to have someone just lay it out for us like that, right? The joy is always here. Are we here for it?
And nothing to be afraid of.
Nothing to be afraid of, and if we're not here for it, we have every tool in this practice to get back here. And that wonderful, wonderful process of getting ourselves out of everything that triggers that feeling of fear and separation, and to go to a place where you can get all you're doing is practicing the movement to here, to that joy, from which we can project it outward.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had an image when you said that. We're in a place where all you do is, and for whatever reason, I thought of a surgeon. And, you know, a surgeon doesn't, I mean, it's kind of scary to think about, but a surgeon doesn't just read about and listen to podcasts about and watch videos about surgery. You have to do it. And and you have to do it over and over and over and over again until you can do it. You're really good at it, and the voices are not going to say, oh my God, you're gonna clench, or you're gonna you know, you're not gonna be able to, none of that. And that's what going to the monastery is like, right? I mean, we get to practice that movement of out of ego to here, out of ego to here, out of ego to here, until, as Sridevi was so beautifully pointing out, we're not confused at all about our ability to do that under any circumstances.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Beth from Kentucky.
Well, hello there. I've been quoting you practically nonstop since last time we spoke.
The process has just been, it's just changed. You know, it's just really helped me see lifelong patterns And to see, you've said this a million times, the voices never change, but I've really experienced that. So there's no need to talk to them or even talk about what they're talking about. All I need to do is get back to here, because if I have a conversation with the voices, it's the same conversation I've had probably a million times in my life. So it's just been such a great tool.
It is, isn't it? And I'll often say to people who have whatever going about whatever, you know, this is science. This is, we approach it religiously. There's no question about that. But it's science. It's how it works. And because of that, it's something that with practice we can master. Right? It's do this, do this, do this, do this. So suffering is you have to do this, do this, do this, do this in order to suffer. We can write it out. It's steps. Okay? How do you not suffer? You need to do this and this and this and this, and when you do, you will not suffer. It's not about, you know, holding your mouth right, or if God loves you, or if you've been a bad person in the past, or, wishing really hard. It's science.
Yes, and in the past, I've thought, well, I have to do it this way, and the recording and listening, and all that is really wonderful. But just when I talk to myself all day, I see what's going on in my life today. And it becomes so real, and it's really made me see, even with all the practicing I've been doing for years, how I was still believing certain things. And when I listen to these recordings, my life is great. There's nothing wrong with my life. I mean, I have the normal everyday, age, everything that everybody has. But that has been the biggest gift of this, is that I see, when I listen day after day to all my natterings, that I have a great life, a blessed life. I'm doing just fine.
Yes. And when the other thing that I bet you've noticed about this in listening so much is how guided we are. You know, that when we're present, the next awareness, the next insight, the next little piece of clarity just drops in. It's just a subtle suggestion. It's not the big conversation that ego wants us to get into. It's just a little nudge toward, and we see it. We incorporate that.
And I'm here for it.
It's a little brighter. Yes. Yes.
I'm here for the magic. I'm here for all the magic that happens continually all day. And when I'm here, it's just great. So I just can't say enough. And I've really been dealing too with, this was my last reflective listening buddy call of the quarter. And this is the last week of Project Joy, of not going down that story that, I just have to trust, as I never knew what this would bring, that whatever is ahead is going to be equally wonderful and equally as challenging and rewarding as this experience has been, and that my next buddy will serve me where I am right now. So I get
precisely.
That now, and I don't lament over things as much. You know, it's just like, well, this is time for this to end, and what's ahead? So
it's the old one door closes, the other, another door opens if we're looking for it, right? And, of course, for anybody who's looking for the next thing, the Socratic email class is coming up almost on the next bucket. So if people are interested in practicing in that sort of way, that's an option.
And I have just one question before I sign off. The video class that's this weekend, will that be I have to work. I'm only going to be able to listen to part of it. Will that be available for us and once it's over, or is it just a one-time thing?
I'm going to defer to Ashwini because she's the
recording will be posted.
Oh, great. Well, that answers my question. And to everyone out there in the Sangha, to everyone who's made this possible, this year has just It's been joy. It's been a year of joy. So Gosho, thank you so much.
I'm so glad. Gosho, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right. Oh, I'm coming to my first retreat this year. I'm so excited. Yes. So I'll
see
you.
Where are we going to see you?
I'm going to come to one of the There's Nothing Wrong With You. I figured that's the place to start. So
excellent. It's a beautiful place.
I'll see you at some point. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Bev. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bev. What a love fest, Sherry. I just love it.
It's contagious, isn't it?
It is. And we have so many callers on the queue. I'm just going to roll them in. So here's
all
our
right.
next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? There we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is Jeff from Ohio.
Hey,
hello,
Jeff.
And, the quote actually was quite good about fear. A couple days ago, something dropped in that I wanted to become a little politically active this year. And, you know, it just dropped in. I didn't know what it meant. And almost immediately the voices started to, I started to feel fear. Mm. And there's a couple things. First of all, the whole process, as I understand it, to be politically active is not something that I project I would enjoy, you know, like talking to people. You know, things like that, raising money, you know, and so there was that, but the other thing, which I think was even stronger, was that as this concept drops in, I mean, my main distracting voices are, you know, planning and projecting the future. And so all of a sudden I become overwhelmed with all these great ideas I have, you know, to basically rework. Well, we'll start with the state of Ohio and move quickly up to the nation and the world. And, you know,
yeah, just a little plan, you know, right?
Yeah,
you're just stepping out there to save the world. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it's like my mind is just, you know, and so I get, and that's the other fear is that, you know, is that the voices are going to just take hold of me and just, you know, totally bring me into suffering. And so I've been processing that, but I have been aware of it. And so I'm aware of it. I can sort of work through the fear and come back. And it's been good. Well, probably the best thing is just that as I come back to the present, I don't know. You know, I don't know what yes. this is going to mean for me.
Yes.
And that is yeah. certainly such a place of respite. And.
Yes.
And the other thing, the hard part, which is it will continue to be a challenge, but is at night, you know, when the ideas that I'd like to go to sleep, and like last night, you know, the voices first came in with all these ideas that I have about what I'm going to do, and so I got up and I recorded and listened to you know those, and I just basically I just put them all in the
Thank
recorder.
You.
And I said, yeah.
Thank you for all those good ideas.
Right. And what I said is I can just replay the tape for as long as I think I want to listen to those. And it turns out after I listen to them once, I'm ready to go to sleep mm-hmm. because they're there and they're just what they are and I can let go of them. But then I went to sleep and I had this dream, which was just so full of fear. I mean, there's a group of three of us and we were all going to have a heart attack, you know, if we made the wrong move and we were going to die. And so I just, you know, And again, I just did what I could, which was to wake up and record and listen, you know, about the fear. And,
yeah, because ego is clearly threatened, right? It
yeah.
it just really doesn't want you to step outside of what it wants you to be comfortable with right now. So,
yeah.
Jeff, I don't know if they're still going on, but as a result of a lot of people in Sangha kind of going in that same direction, we have the Conscious Compassionate Action stuff going on.
Okay.
Where people, yeah, and we can find out about that and let you know. I mean, Ashwini probably knows what's happening with it right now, but the point of it is exactly that, to be engaged with the world in ways that feel good to us, that we're called to do, but from a place of compassion, not a place of right, wrong, and good, bad, and making people the enemy, but really approaching everything from, so that's the, what ego would do to us is, it's too scary to get involved because you're going to have to do it the way ego says to do it, which is going to be horrible, or you do nothing, which a lot of people are doing. You know, you just stay in your own small little world, and whatever happens to everybody else just happens. So how do we step into something that we, that our heart calls us to do, without losing center?
Yes, I mean,
what you're looking at.
Yes, I mean, because one of my fantasies was on to be a candidate, which I don't want to be because I realized I don't want another job. But the idea was to give a speech and stand up there and say, I don't know. You know, that was my platform, was I don't know. And that's where I come back to.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. And so to keep coming from that place and letting the heart call you and letting intelligence guide you and not fall, and using the whole thing as a way, of course, to face the ego fear, to face that down, to come back to the present and I don't know, and then it all happens within awareness practice, right? It's just
right.
Another piece of content.
Yes. And actually, I've seen a similar piece of content actually with my daughter and my grandkids. You know, that how do I interact without being controlling?
Yeah.
You know, how do I engage without...
Right. How do we stay in compassion and make a difference?
Yes.
That's the edge, isn't it? Because
yes.
We can stay in compassion and just kind of, okay, well, everybody just do what they want. But that's ego's version of compassion. Compassion is actually very courageous. It's stepping out there and being disliked by a lot of egocentrically, karmically conditioned, self-hating people. And so how do we stay in compassion in the face of that and move toward the difference that we feel is important?
Yes. Yes, it sounds like an adventure.
Yes, a great adventure. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Sherry, just about conscious compassionate action. We currently have a session going, and we'll probably have one going once this one finishes, since it seems to be in such demand for supporting
people. I think we'll probably want to have those just going forward, because so many people in awareness practice are facing exactly what Jeff just laid out so clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we participate and stay in open-hearted compassion?
All right. Here's our next caller, Sherry. We have time for one more. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, and this is Anna calling from Seattle.
Hello.
Hi. I'm just calling to check in and oh, it's beautiful weather in Seattle today. Wow.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. I have been doing the assignment that I got at the New Year's retreat. Just recording in the mornings and recording at night before going to sleep. At nighttime, basically writing a love letter to myself and then recording it, and in the mornings, just right up on waking up recording about my day, about what I'm going to do during the day, and what I'm excited about, and what I'm practicing with. And yeah, I enjoy
how is
it.
That?
It's pretty nice to do it.
Uh-huh.
And just having the assignment for 30 days kind of, and not lifelong, helps me just to do it. I can keep doing it after 30 days too, but somehow making it into smaller chunks, like, oh, I have this assignment for only 30 days. I can do it more easily.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a way for us to get around ego, isn't it? Because as soon as ego can grab onto the, oh, my God, for the, you know, you're going to have to live in love and light and happiness for the rest of your life. Oh, no, that is just too much. We can't do that. But for 30 days?
Totally.
Yeah, 30. Okay, I can do that for 30 days. And then, as you say, at the end of 30 days, we'll see, right? You'll get to see where you are and how you want to continue. But what you've learned is something essential, right? That you can choose you. You can commit to you. And you can keep that commitment to you. That is a life changer.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And I can hear it in your voice.
Really?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah. Yeah, because in the quote, you know, all the imaginary fears, because they are imaginary. And if I don't imaginary, and if I don't record and listen, then the fears seem not imaginary. Then they seem way more real.
That's right.
Yeah.
God, you know, I just saw when you said that, kind of a new level of why it works. Because if we're just listening to what's going on in conditioned mind, it's the same as listening to a recording, isn't it? And that's what makes it real. It is a brainwashing system, right? So it's in there, and we're listening to it over and over and over. And if that's all the information we have, well, then that's reality.
Yeah.
Right? But then when we record something different, what is actually true, and we listen to that, we move into freedom.
Yeah. Yes. It's great. Thank you.
It really is.
Thanks for the assignment.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime. Let me know at the end of 30 days, okay? Let me know when 30 days is up.
Right.
And we'll come up with another one. Okay? All right.
Thank
deal.
You so much.
All right.
For the awesome
oh, thank you.
And,
oh.
Thank
yeah.
You for everything.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Okay,
bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Anna.
Oh. I just love to hear the sound of transformation in people's voices.
I was just about to say that. You know, the joy in Sridevi's voice and the Lilton Anna.
Voice and,
oh, my gosh,
And the courage and the excitement in Jeff's. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, fills me with joy.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's really what everyone has been experiencing in this process of Sangha coming together and talking about the transformation and seeing and witnessing that in everyone else. It's just so inspiring because I guess it's such a tangible experience of becoming what we are.
Yes. Yeah, because I see it and hear it in you and everything.
Started.
Uh-oh. Are you still there, Ashwini?
I am, Sherry. Yeah.
The computer just went insane.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, it's telling us we need to leave.
But do complete that thought.
Well, it's just, again, it's what recording and listening does. So I hear it and see it in everyone else, and as I'm seeing it and hearing it in everyone else, I'm experiencing it as in me. And mm-hmm. so it's exponential, right?
Yeah.
And when mm-hmm. we get a bunch of us together, and it's just ricocheting back and forth off of and through each one of us, we are moving in transformation at a rate we could never mm-hmm. accomplish on our own. So it's why the Buddha left us with Sangha.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and such an appropriate assignment for today. What one takes in by contemplation, one pours out in love.
Mm.
Mm. We're quiet. We're still. Attention is turned inward with the breath, with the body, with the heart. We're present in this here now. We often talk about what we feel in those circumstances as unconditional love, but we could also say peaceful or calm or happy or grateful, couldn't we? As we look at the state, we realize there is a nearly endless list of words that could describe it. It's respectful, kind, generous, open, expansive, friendly. What we take in presence, pours out in love. In all loved, subtle forms. Today, look to see what words occur to you to describe the feeling of here. Record and listen.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. And thank you, everybody.
Take care and talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.